I'm Kamaya Truitt-Martin from the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute. This year, we hired youth reporters to go out and tell us stories from their community. Kayla Beckett just graduated from Josephine Dobbs Clement Early College. She spent the summer navigating her way through her church and LGBTQ identity.
Me and my mom are getting ready to go to our very first drag show.
So what are you wearing?
So I was thinking about like the two-piece that you bought me from
She's seen RuPaul's Drag Race, so I expected her to put on a dress, but obviously she had other plans in mind.
What about you?
I think I'm just going to wear my linen pants and my navy blue shirt with my sandals.
Ooh, that's fancy.
To go to a drag show for the very first time is pretty exciting, especially with my mom. You see, I'm bisexual, and my mom lives by the scripture, but that doesn't stop my mom from loving me as I am.
It is what it is. Like, you can fight it, but for what? Like, you fight it and you lose your relationship with your child. Is it worth it? You know, is it worth it? Is it better just to love them for who they are, where they are at this point in their lives, and maintain that relationship? And you know, I really appreciate our relationship because we do have a strong relationship.
So here we are at the drag show, way too early. My mom is super excited because she knows one of the performers tonight.
There's James right there.
James used to go to the same church as me. He pretty much watched me grow up. He's a little bit older than I am, but he's the person that I go to for just about everything, even makeup advice.
I don't mind to help at all.
But I do need to learn how to put on lashes, so if you can help me with
that. See, I use strips.
Oh, snap.
I don't do individual lashes. I use strips.
Is it easier?
Very much so.
Okay.
I use hair glue.
James loves performing, and he's really good at it.
These are just some of the crowns. I don't remember the titles, but these are some of my crowns. These are some trophies from a pageant we did in 2017.
Up until a year ago, James was just as involved in the church as me. But some church members had a problem with the fact that he was gay, out, and loud about it.
When I did my first drag show, and it was on Facebook, and people from the church seen it, and came to church Sunday, and are you a drag queen? Yes. Well, you know you're going to hell because you're a drag queen, and you coming to church this day and this, huh?
Much like James, this past year, I've started to question whether I should keep going to my church. Unlike James, I'm not out at my church. People don't know that I'm bisexual. I wanted to find out if my church had an official stance about the LGBTQ community, so I did some research. I found out that in 2004, the National AME Church voted to not allow same-sex marriage. The vote was unanimous. When I found out, I can't say I was surprised, but I was definitely mad. If I can't be my full self at church, maybe it's time for me to go. James agrees.
Hey, you want me to tell you the truth? Don't go back to Emmanuel, because you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. Unless you want to stick with that tradition of them having you in a box. And I can't be in a box. I can't. I need to be in a full-blown diamond, star, circle, whatever. I need to be able to move the way I want to move.
I started to realize that maybe church can look a lot of different ways. Maybe I can find God in whatever space is love. While I was at the drag show, I felt light. I felt love. I felt peace.
I want y'all to give it up for my girl, the one and only, Malaya Chanel Iman.
I'm learning from my mom and James that love can take on many different forms. My version of church isn't with the pulpit and the congregation. My version of church is wherever I can feel loved and accepted. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I am Kayla Becky.
There's more on that story, pictures, and other youth reports online at WUNC.org. This summer, we started the Youth Reporting Institute by asking each of our reporters to pick a song that says something about North Carolina. It's part of the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. Kayla picked a song that told us something about why she and her family moved here.
Hello, my name is Kayla Beckett. I am 18 years old and I will be going to ANC this fall. The song that represents North Carolina to me is Family Reunion by Jill Scott.
We at the family reunion, telling jokes and playing spades.
It really reminds me of my family, and the reason I came to North Carolina was because I wanted to move closer to my family, particularly my dad, and that means a lot to me.
Uncle Dave is on the barbecue grill. Grandma bragging about the blanket she made for the new baby on her way.
Well, the song is basically Jill Scott describing what's going on at the family reunion. So, like, telling jokes, playing spades, somebody's at the barbecue grill, somebody's bragging about the potato salad that they made.
Nisi made her famous potato salad. Somehow it turns out green. Maybe it's all the scallions.
It's like this home environment. Like, everybody is chilling. Somebody's dancing, somebody's cooking, somebody's joking, somebody's playing games, somebody's running around, the kids are running around. It's just this happy feeling, this joy that you get when you're around the people that you love. That's why it means a lot to me. That's why I feel like it represents North Carolina, because of the people I've